Controlled Opposition GB News Fires Lawrence Fox and Calvin Robinson. By Kurt Zindulka on October 4, 2023. The self-styled home of free speech in the UK, GB News has fired both Reclaim Party leader Lawrence Fox and Free Church of England deacon Calvin Robinson. After suspending the two following comments made by Fox during an appearance on the Dan Wooten show last week in which he said that he would not shag a leftist journalist. Lawrence Fox and Calvin Robinson were both suspended last week pending internal investigations that have now concluded. As of today, GB News has ended its employment relationship with Lawrence Fox and Calvin Robinson. The internal investigation into Dan Wooten continues, the broadcaster said in a statement on Wednesday. Fox was suspended last week after saying on the Dan Wooten show that he would not shag woke political commentator and politics Joe journalist Ava Evans in response to her. In Fox's view, downplaying of the issue of male suicide. GB News went on to suspend Wooten as well as Robinson, who came to the defense of Fox and said that he would not appear on the program while Wooten was suspended. Responding to the sacking, Robinson described GB News as controlled opposition, saying, "I supported my friends/colleagues and will continue to do so. That should not be a fireable offense." The Anglican deacon said that the real cracks in the notion that the broadcaster represented free speech began with the ousting of Canadian conservative commentator Mark Steyn earlier this year, with Robinson arguing that once they got rid of him, they realized they could get rid of any of us. Robinson also noted claims of GB News co-owner Sir Paul Marshall, reportedly joining a group of investors including American hedge fund billionaire Ken Griffin in a potential effort to purchase the esteemed Daily Telegraph newspaper. When you are looking to purchase a big, reputable newspaper company like that, your reputation is taken into consideration. So there cannot be anything, no question marks next to your name, no edgy situations. Which is one of the reasons why people like myself and Lawrence Fox and Dan Wooten have been edged out. We were not the first and we will not be the last, Robinson said. Robinson went on to allege that many who work for GB News hate the Freedom Fighter presenters, claiming that he has faced backlash from producers for stating that same-sex marriage is a sin. A lot of people work there because they want to get their foot in the industry and either they have come from BBC or Sky or they are going to end up back at BBC or Sky. It's a great shame, he said, adding that perhaps this, all along, has been some controlled opposition. The dismissal of the two presenters came just hours after Lawrence Fox was arrested and detained by London's Metropolitan Police on suspicion of conspiring to commit criminal damage to far-left Mayor Sadiq Khan's Yulil surveillance cameras that have been installed to enforce a Green Agenda car tax expanded to the entire city of London. Fox, therefore, has been unable to respond to the news of his firing. However, he previously stated that he would not apologize for the comments he made on air. I stand by every word of what I said. If a woman wants to go on television and belittle male suicide, she is totally within her rights to do so and not apologize. Just as I am totally within my rights to say that I wouldn't want to shag a hyper-offended fourth-wave feminist and not apologize. Just as people are totally within their rights to be offended by my stating I would run a mile in the opposite direction from women like her, should our paths cross in a bar, Fox said last week. Follow Kurt Zindulka on Twitter. Follow @KurtZindulka or email to Zindulka@Breitbart.com.